Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
How bad do Red Sox fans want Alex Bregman back? Because I think that there is a bit of a divide there. I don't think that it's unanimous. I think you'd take him back, but how bad do you really want him back? How far do you want the Red Sox to go to retain him? I think that would be, I think the answers to that particular question would be split. Like if we had a poll right now, I would imagine those would be split. I don't think it would be split in the clubhouse. I think in the clubhouse, it would be unanimous. Bring him back. We love him. He's our guy. From what the reporting from Bradford and Alex Speer and all the people on the beat, Cotillo and McAdam and, you know, everybody else that I read, Chris Smith, everyone basically said the same thing. And that is that it was Alex Bregman's clubhouse. He had his hand in everything. He was working with the infielders. He was working with the outfielders. He was working with the pitching staff. He was buying the rookie suits. He was doing all these things. He was a natural-born leader, and he stepped into the role immediately. And he started off the year hot as a pistol. And that's what sort of hurts me about this, like even having this conversation. Because if he opted out, if he had a great season and he opted out, you'd say, well, yeah, I mean, that's what was going to happen. But the Red Sox, now that he had this great season, should absolutely do whatever it takes to bring him back. It's not going to be that simple. It's not, and I know Lou is saying, you know, what he's hearing, and I believe that that's what the Red Sox are telling everybody. We want him back. I think Bregman would like to come back. But I don't think he told Scott Boras, get me back to Boston on whatever deal they can give us. He said, get me this deal that I want and find me a team that can win, that, you know, is a chance of winning next year. And I hate to say it, but the Red Sox are one of those teams now, okay? You can say that they're in that conversation. But they're not the end of the conversation. That conversation extends to Toronto. It extends to Seattle. It extends maybe even to the National League. I don't think right? Like, I mean, I don't think that there's any reason to believe that his 1 year here in Boston was so moving and so, you know, important that he would forego a better deal at another team, even if it wasn't, I don't want to say a team that was like a playoff team, but like a competitive team. You know, Houston, Detroit, maybe not Houston because he was already there, but you know what I mean, like those type of teams. Teams in the National League that may be looking for help at third base. There was talk in John Heyman's article about a mystery team, and then he never said who the mystery team was. I guess that's what makes them a mystery team, I guess. But, you know, like that's...
Wouldn't be very mysterious to be a mystery team.
Sure. And I think that when you have a player like that hitting the market, we went over some of these free... It's not a good free agent class. You know, you don't have a whole lot of names that really pop your cork. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a team looking to add in free agency and you look around at some of those names, there's a couple of names out there, but I don't think a lot of them are even going to make it to free agency. I don't think Schwarber hits the market. I don't think Tucker hits the market. Like, I don't think those guys are going to actually be available and have these big bidding wars go out for them. I think they're going to figure something out with the teams that they're on right now, and they're going to go on from there. Alex Bregman, it was an opt-out, and he opted out. So it's a different situation. And he also is just, you know, just got there, and he also didn't have the type of season that makes you think, oh, wow, if we don't retain him, then we really screwed up. If we don't bring back Alex Bregman, then all the momentum and all the good fin, all that stuff that we had going into last year, it's going to be over. There's probably some fans who feel that way. And I think there's a lot of players and maybe even members of the coaching staff, including your manager, who may also feel that way. I wonder what Alex Cora thinks about all this. I wonder what Alex Cora thinks about, A, Bregman opting out at all. I wonder if he feels like maybe that's a bit of a betrayal. It's the game is the game. Like, I don't think, you know, I don't think he really has any right to feel that way. But I also think that when the actual deal got done to bring Bregman here, there's a reason why it happened so late in the game. And I think that that had a lot to do, and the reporting at the time and sort of the rumors floating around at the time was that that had a lot to do with how much of a divide there was between people in the organization who really wanted Bregman and those who thought that he wasn't worth giving that kind of money to even for 1 year. And if you think about it, he didn't give you a $40 million year. He gave you a lot closer to a $20 million year with, you know, home run total in the teens, hitting .216 in the month of September, which is a pretty important time to do it. And also, by the way, a complete reversal of his last season in Houston. I looked this up because I couldn't remember. Like, did he have a big fall off his last year in Houston too? Is that why the Astros were willing to sort of let him go? Is that why they didn't make a big major effort to try and keep him around there in Houston? And when he hit the market, he hit the market. Was that because he had a big fall off at the end of the year? And I looked it up, and it's not really. This year, Bregman had a tremendous month of April. He hit .350 with 7 homers and 24 batted in just the month of April. He was awesome. Oh, he was awesome that month. Slugged .660. He was killing it. May, batting average dropped 100 points down to .250, but he still had an OPS of .857, which I'll certainly take. That's when the injury bug kicked in, and that carried in through July. When he did play in July, he hit .292 with an .848 OPS. August, that dropped down to .260, .735 OPS. September, .216, .640 OPS. So the decline was real. The decline was not even gradual. It was pretty, you know, like it happened. When it happened, you saw it. Everybody noticed it at the same time. And everybody kept waiting for Bregman to heat back up. I remember Fleming and, you know, Middlebrough and everybody sort of saying that, well, you know, he's due. Like, he's been cold for a little while now. This is around the time when Bregman starts heating back up again, and it just never really happened. It was sort of the same with Durant. Durant had that one hot month, and when he cooled off, you thought, well, yeah, he'll get it back. Just never really happened for him either towards the end. And I think that when you look at, in Bregman's case in particular, the way 2024 went for him, it was almost the exact opposite. In 2024, in April, he was injured, or maybe he didn't start the year. We only had 87 at-bats. And he hit .218 with a .580 OPS. In May, .221, .719, and then he got better after that. And after that, he had, you know, pretty good numbers, .310, .817, .260 with a .779, .303 with a .947 in August. He got better as the season went on, I guess is the point. Fell off a little bit in September, but definitely the meat of the season is when things started back. He improved over the course of the year. This year it was the opposite. He started off great and then deteriorated as the season went on. And when that's the case, even though you can look at the overall numbers and say it was a good year, and it was a good year, final numbers, .273, .821 OPS, 18 homers, 62 RBIs, and he missed a bunch of games. But those aren't the kind of numbers that you go create on a 32-year-old player that you give crazy money to. And I don't just think that's going to be an issue with the Red Sox. He missed 48 games, and he gave you good, not great numbers. At 32 years old, that's generally not the $200 million contract that you're seeking. You don't get it for that. If he had a major bounce back year, if he had even had what Trevor Story had for a season, if he had those type of, you know, power numbers, but he didn't. And he disappeared at the end of the season. And if I'm any other guy out there looking to negotiate, I'm bringing that to Scott Boras and saying, what's your bottom dollar here? Like, realistically, what are you looking for? And if Boras is going to hold out for the entire offseason again, like he did last year when he got offers and didn't think they were good enough, then I just think that's a whole game the Red Sox don't really need to be playing right now. Like, they don't need to play it. If they really insist on doing so and being a part of that whole circus and they think they can get a deal done quickly, great. But I just don't see how anyone's going to get a deal done quickly, because I don't think anyone's going to give him what he wants. I don't think anyone's going to offer him what he wants. And that's not just the Red Sox. I don't think the Jays or the Tigers or any of those teams are going to. And so if no one does, then what? Well, then you got a little standoff there, don't you? Right? Everyone's sort of standing there pointing their gun, like in the office, right? With the finger guns. Everyone's, you know, pointing at each other. It's like, okay, well, I'm not going to pay you that much. Okay, well, I'm not dropping the asking price. Okay, well, I guess we're just going to stand here pointing our guns at each other. And it's like, all right, well, spring training's tomorrow, so can we do something here? Can we move this along a little quicker? And I don't want to have those type of finances tied up in a will they or won't they with Alex Bregman. And I know they probably shouldn't even be thought of that way, but it's the Red Sox. That's how they do things. All that money, if they have it set aside for maybe Alex Bregman, they're going to have it set aside for Bregman. And I don't want that to be some kind of financial holdup that stops them or prohibits them or even has any sort of negative effect on them signing other guys that they want to sign this offseason. Because there's other holes on this team. Hole at third base, you can patch that pretty quickly. You got Marcelo Meyer right there. He's not a right-handed power bat, but he can play third base. He's a young player, and who knows what he's going to develop into. I didn't like that injury this year. I hope that that's not a sign of things to come with him and, you know, having trouble staying on the field. But there were also some things I really liked about the brief time that we had with Marcelo Meyer this year. And I'm okay with him taking over third base. I don't know how you wouldn't be. But you still got to replace that right-handed power bat. You got to do that somehow. And the Red Sox have really just sort of taken to the idea that doing that's no big deal. You can just find somebody. You know, we'll find a new guy every single year for the last 7 or 8 years. And at some point, it just gets a little old. I just want a little bit more emphasis on that.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
As far as how losing him would affect the clubhouse, I think that's a question I can't really answer myself. I'm not in that clubhouse. I've never set foot in that clubhouse. And that's probably to everyone's benefit. I don't know that anyone would want me to. Yes, Joe.
I honestly probably think you could, because we've seen enough footage of him during game. Maybe not in the clubhouse, but like in the dugout. He's there with the iPad, with pitchers, with the young guys. The young guys have had a ton of quotes that are glowing about Bregman. Mm-hmm. So you actually can kind of say, like, you know what he means in the clubhouse.
I know that he means a lot to the clubhouse. I don't know that him leaving the clubhouse would have a big-time effect. You know, like, maybe it will. But I also think that, you know, when it comes down to, like, the vibes and, oh, well, the vibes were so great. It's like, yeah, they were great, and you got bounced in the wild card. You know, like, it's just the vibes to me are secondary to ability to, you know, chemistry and all that other stuff. Now, with Bregman, you could say he was a big part of the chemistry just because he's a veteran leader on this team. And I think that this is a team that needs that. I think this is a team that needs that kind of guidance, that kind of direction, not just from Alex Cora, but from people on the roster. And there's not a lot of that. There just isn't. There's Bregman. There's Story. There's Chapman. A lot of guys on that team look up to Chapman. You know, but there's not a lot of veteran players on that team. They're just not. It's a lot of young guys at every position. The entire outfield right now, Anthony, Rafaela, Abreu, those are all young dudes. Tristan Casas is going to be your starting first baseman next year in all likelihood. Young dude. Narvaez, young dude. Christian Campbell, I'd imagine, is going to be out there again. Young dude. Jaron Duran's only 27, 28 years old. He's like an elder statesman on this team right now, which is kind of scary to think about. But that's what I mean. Like, you can't, it's one thing to replace a right-handed power bat. It's another thing to replace a leader. And the Astros, in their first year without their leader, you saw what happened to them. They completely melted down at the end of that year. Not as bad as the Tigers, but the Tigers made the playoffs, and the Tigers made it out of the wild card. The Astros were on the outside looking in, and the Seattle Mariners, who look like they're going to the World Series here, pushed them out of that playoff spot and never let them back in. Now, I'm not saying that Alex Bregman would have 100% changed all their fortunes there, hitting 216 in the month of September. But I do think there is something to be said for a team that loses its leader or loses a big part of what the in-clubhouse leadership culture is all about. You got to replace that, and that may be hard to do. Bregman's pretty unique, I think, in that particular way. This is going to be very, very interesting. If I had to make a prediction right now, I would say I don't think Bregman will be back. I don't think he'll be back. I think it's going to be way too complicated of a market, and I think some other team is going to get, you know, a little bit, it's going to flex a little bit harder to get him, harder than the Red Sox will. Because I think there's people in that building with Boston that didn't even want him in the first place.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.